Well, good morning, everybody. One of the things is nobody can sin against you. No, nobody can sin against you. They can sin against God. They can't sin against you. They can trespass against you, but they can't sin against you. The sin is against God. Remember David's prayer? Against thee and thee only have I sinned. He committed murder. Still didn't sin against the guy. Trespassed against him. Done a trespass. But I wanted to highlight that. Because we're not God. He is. Now, one of the things, you're talking about that process and having a low-level burn and these kinds of things that happen. Look, it does not have to be a long, hard process. It does not have to be a long, hard process at all. It's a simple choice you make to believe Him, trust Him. All right, one of the things that I know you mentioned was talking about straying off, and He's there. And He is there. But one of the things is that I suggest if y'all haven't listened to already, is to listen to the sermons from last week in Arizona and in Texas. They were great, great sermons. And it made me think of some things, and one of the things that I was thinking upon this morning was actually turn to John 15. Okay. Because one of the things that I have highlighted, I know last week. Well, we'll just start reading. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, He taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, He purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in me and abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. And that's a place of just absolute humility. An absolute humility, recognizing without Jesus, you can do nothing. All right, see, it's in that place where you recognize that you have nothing to offer. There is no good in you to offer, none at all whatsoever. Okay, and I've talked about a little bit last week of looking upon the basis of where you look upon the things that you do are the things that can save you, or the things that you have done are the things that work great. Well, it's not the case at all. We gotta hang that up. We gotta cast that out. Because there is no way on your own, by what you do, that you will ever be saved or enter into the kingdom of God. It's not going to happen. It never will happen. If it could happen, Jesus wouldn't have had to come down and fulfill it and die on the cross for us. And we spend way too much time, or I see people spend way too much time on looking about what they can do to fix things, or what they can do to be saved, or hang their hat on what they have done. Hang it up. Cast it out. Get shed of it. Don't count on that. That is not going to get you anywhere. Nowhere. I'm going to continue on. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. Now, as I looked and saying all that I have said, without him you can do nothing. The beautiful thing is that he died on the cross for our sorry hides. And he has given us his spirit, he has given us his love, he has given us it all. And one of the big offenses, the thing is that when we come to that place where we realize that we can't do nothing without him, and see, that's a place where we can actually start receiving the good things that he has for us. And when you come to that place where you realize that and you recognize that God gave his son Jesus for me, and you make him your all, that is a relief, not an offense. When you see people that get offended at the gospel, they get offended at that saying right there. But when I look at that, I look at it and say, praise God that I have a Savior, and he sent his son to die for me. And then I can make him, I can have that personal relationship where I count on him for everything. We ask the Lord to become our Lord and Savior, and I can go to him for everything. You know, it's interesting that one of the things that Rick said in this past sermons is if you're the Lord's, you go to him and you ask him, Lord, what should I do with this? If your time's his time, your everything is his everything, where do you go to get your direction? You go to him. And see, if you still think you have something to offer, that there is something that you're counting on by you saving yourself, you're never going to come to that place. So this is the first step to actually get going and getting going forward. But you realize when you don't have anything to offer except Jesus, and then it's when you can go to him for everything. See, we don't have to get straight off. We don't have to. Not one bit. We just go to him for everything. Lord, what should I do today? What should I do in this situation? Lord, I'm yours. Use me, Lord. Here am I. And then you get up and you go. And you go forward trusting and believing him. It's very, very simple. It was interesting. Last week, Micah came and asked me a couple questions. One of the things that we got down to on it is I talked to him about loving the Lord. Well, I'm going to read down before I go into that. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, so shall you be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue in my love. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. There's the key to abide in him. There's the key to abide in his love and abide in him and abide in the vine. Keep his commandments. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do, ye do whatsoever I command you. It's simple. Make him Lord. Love him. Love God. Love one another. Put him first. Make him your everything. And when something awesome happens, you can sit back and say, praise God, because you know it wasn't by your strength or by what you've done or by any of those things that this awesome thing has occurred. No, he gets the glory in that. Abundantly above we can ask or think, time and time and time again, if we will just make him Lord. If we will just make him Lord. So we ask him to come, to become what? Our Lord and Savior. Right? We love the Savior part, the Lord part. Some of us sure do battle with that. And there he is. Why did he write these things to us? So what? It's interesting how it's phrased here. That my joy, Jesus speaking, might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. He is a loving Father. It's Father's Day, right? Every day should be Father's Day with Jesus Christ. He is a loving Father. Does he want evil things for you? No. He didn't call you to fail. He called you to succeed. He's just saying, look, make me number one. Make me number one in your life. And watch what happens. And when you actually just choose to make him number one in your life, it's amazing what happens. Amazing what happens. It's so simple. It was a funny thing. I mean, throughout this week, man, that sermon really stuck with me. I really put that sermon to use, and it was an interesting thing because it was like there was a time when we did the kids' sport that morning. I said, Lord, I'm not feeling well. I'm running a fever, but Lord, what would you have me do? Would you have me go out there and play with the kids and join in that? It was my day off. I actually had time. My date was later on in the day that I had to go to the probate court and these things, and I had the opportunity. And I got the hunch to go. Just moved to go. I went and moved to go, man. I didn't feel sick anymore. And the whole time I went and played, it was a blessed time. We had a great time. I can tell the Lord's anointing was in it. But it was amazing. As soon as I was done, I was all tired, wore right back out again. Took a nap, woke back up. I was ready to go. It was time for probate court. Had the energy and the mind to go do it. Folks, I was sick. But every time I got up to do that thing which the Lord had called me to do for that day, it was amazing, the energy and the everything that I need to go forward in that thing. And I praise God for that, because that wasn't me operating in my strength. That wasn't me making me feel better. That wasn't me giving me the energy to do those things. That wasn't me that was able to find out the things I needed to find out. That was all Him. And all I walk away from it and goes, praise God. I walked away from the probate court, something above I can ask or think even happened. It was a praise the Lord. And time again over throughout the week, this happened last night with the family and so forth, so forth. See, and there was great joy in the midst of all of it. Is it because I'm super smart? No. No, no, no. Is it because I mustered up some great energy? No, no, no. No, it's because of Him sustained me through it all. And work that I can abundantly, I can above, I can ask or think, and He gets the glory. Because that sure as heck was not me. Saying that song, I cast all my cares upon You. He is a loving Father. He went to the cross to pay the price for us. He knew that we couldn't do nothing. He knew we didn't have a chance without Him. Whole mankind did not have it, does not have any chance without Jesus Christ. But He came down and gave us that chance and gave us that opportunity. And given us that opportunity every day to be a part of His plan. And you can see how it just not only blesses you, but it blesses others. And the gospel gets magnified in your life and in others' life. And there's not a one of you sitting down right now or online that hears this, that it's not outside for you to receive and to walk in. He's called every believer to be a part of His body and to be a part of His plan. Will you do it? Will you receive it? Brad, you were testifying this horridness that you go through in these types of things, or that you've been through in these types of things. That's our way. That's the world's way. It does. It does. But we don't have to go down that road anymore, folks. Lord's just saying, give me your life. Let go of the garbage. Don't hold yourself in high esteem or anything that you can do in high esteem, because it's worthless. And I have something far better. Something perfect. Something that's worthy. Not worthless, but worthy. And that's Jesus. That's Jesus. So let's not go down that road anymore. Let's not go down that path anymore. Let's give it to Him. Let's give our lives unto Him. Solely unto Him. And watch Him work a wonder. And then you sit back in awe and also in gratefulness. And other gratefulness. Because you knew you had nothing. Nothing without Him. but yet, and you didn't deserve it, but yet he gave it to you anyways. And you're sitting there partaking of it, and all you can do is say, praise God, thank you. And you can see the gospel be manifested, and not just manifested in your life, but it could be manifested in others' lives, and it could be opportunity for those that see it to receive it themselves. It's not an offense to me that I have nothing offered in myself. It makes me grateful that I've received Jesus. And when he gave me that, now I really actually do have something to offer. And it's only came from him. So happy Father's Day, Jesus, and thank you for being a loving Father. Let's quit looking at ourselves. Let's quit relying on ourselves. Let's cast that off. And let's start looking to Jesus, who is able and ready and just. Let's just give our lives unto him. Submit unto him. Because it has never been bad when that's the case.